Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
We are back with Act Locally Waco.
On the radio.
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Lots going on in and around town this week.
In addition to what we get to here, remember there's a full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Let's start off with the Waco Habitat Restore Half Price Sale.
Yes, this is back by popular demand and takes place tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Everything in the store except the flooring is going to be half off during this sale. So if you have some renovation ideas or you need some pavers for your garden or you just love a bargain, tomorrow will be a good time to see what the Restore has to offer.
The Restore is located at 1224 Franklin and proceeds from the store benefit Waco Habitat for Humanity.
Keep Waco Beautiful invites you to help keep our Brazos River beautiful. The quarterly Brazos River cleanup is tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Waco Paddle Company has offered to let everyone use their kayaks and canoes on a first-come, first-served basis.
They're trying to get the river cleaned up for all the athletes participating in Ironman next weekend.
They will have some cool prizes for the most bags collected by a group or person, the most unusual item, and the most recyclables collected. Meet up at Waco Paddle Company, which is at the corner of University Parks and Franklin behind the food trucks. Bring your own reusable water jug, as they no longer provide plastic bottles of water. Dress according to the weather.
Sunday will be a good day to get your children interested in gardening.
You can do that at the annual Children's Garden Fair. This is a free event hosted by the McLennan County Master Gardeners. There will be 24 stations run by Master Gardeners with the aim of educating children about gardening in a fun and entertaining way. Activities will include a scarecrow contest, a scavenger hunt, and much more. The fair will take place Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5 at the Carlene Bright Arboretum on Bosque Boulevard.
There's a good handful of fun arty events this week, like local theater.
Both Jubilee Theater and Waco Civic Theater have shows opening tonight. The Mission Waco Jubilee Theater at Colcord and 15th will be showing Sarah Plain and Tall, a show about a farmer looking for a mail-order bride. Tickets are $12 with performances tonight and tomorrow night at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2.
The Waco Civic Theater will be showing The Drowsy Chaperone, the story of a man trying to cure his sadness by listening to an old record that comes to life in his small apartment. Tickets are $20, and the show runs through October 27th.
Analog Waco will be hosting an event tonight at Brotherwell Brewing in East Waco on Bridge Street. If you haven't been to one of their events, Analog Waco is an experiment in confessional storytelling. Participants open up and tell their stories. The theme for tonight is Music Speaks, so you can expect the stories to revolve around music and how it affects people. Thomas Zorba, a local musician, will also be playing some songs and telling some of his own stories. The event starts at 8. It is free, and it is also a fundraiser for the Lost in Waco Arts and Culture magazine that's coming out in 2020. So if you would like to make a donation, they will appreciate the support.
Thursday, Bear Arms Brewing on LaSalle is hosting a Brews and Brushes event. The theme this month is a Halloween zombie paint party.
Whether you've never painted before or paint all the time, this will be a fun place to experiment and enjoy yourself. Local artist Shay McMorrin will be on hand to give you some one-on-one help if you want it, or you can do your own thing. It's up to you. Admission is $25.
As we inch closer to Halloween, there are already several semi-spooky and fall festival events on the calendar.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show returns to the Brazos Theater tonight and tomorrow night with Waco's premier, nationally recognized Rocky Horror Picture Show Shadowcast, The Waco Warp. Doors open at 9, pre-show fun at 9:30, and film at 10. It's BYOB. The snack bar will be open. Tickets are $16, and prop bags will be available for $5.50. Tomorrow is one of my favorite Halloween events of the year, Walking Tales in Oakwood Cemetery. It's a Waco tradition. Every year, the Heart of Texas Storytellers Guild recruits a band of storytellers to stand near the graves of the renowned and infamous residents of Oakwood and tell their stories. It's a terrific, fun way to spend the morning learning about Waco's history and days gone by.
Oakwood Cemetery is located on South 5th Street off LaSalle.
The come-and-go event takes place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Tomorrow evening, it's the 8th annual Brew at the Zoo.
Stroll the Cameron Park Zoo from 6 to 11 p.m. All of your favorite animals will be out in their habitats from 6 to 8 p.m. And even after the animals go to bed, the party continues with great music from Haywire and dancing under the zoo's pavilion. Your ticket includes a tasting mug and samples of up to 20 different beers from around the world. Food from some of your favorite Waco food trucks will be available for purchase as well. Tickets are $45.
Sunday from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m., Mission Waco will be putting on a Fall Harvest Festival.
Their goal is to provide a fun, family-friendly, community-wide event for the children and youth in the community, including games, face painting, pumpkin painting, and other fall activities. Punch cards to play all the games will cost $2, and all of the proceeds will go to help Mission Waco Youth and Children's Summer Programs.
The festival will take place at The Rock, Mission Waco's youth headquarters, which is located at 1201 North 16th Street.
On Thursday, the Dewey Community Center on 9th Street is celebrating Halloween in a spooktacular way with their annual Trunk or Treat. Put on your favorite costume, invite your family and friends, and make plans to join in the fun. All ages are welcome, and the event is free to attend. The Trunk or Treat starts at 6 p.m. and will end at 7:30.
And be prepared for a lot of downtown activity.
Ooh, yes. It is Celebration Weekend in Waco.
Ashley, it's always a treat to have you in the studio with us.
Thanks, Brody. It's always a treat to be here.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.